welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. I am constantly looking at and for new music for both myself and my students, and I've never come across anything quite like Maurice Dron's TIP series. The title TIP is actually an acronym, and expands to Theory in Practice and Performance. The TIP series consists of 6 collections of ensemble music for 4 harpists. Each collection focuses on a specific music theory concept like meter, intervals, scale forms, and advanced tonal techniques. Each book comes with a worksheet to further explore that topic. Not only is the concept useful and unique, but the music is just wonderful. The TIP series, as well as many other arrangements by Maurice Dron, are available at harpcolummusic.com. For episode 9, I'm pleased to share my conversation with harpist, teacher, and all-around butt-kicker Jamie Hafner. Jamie's article in the current issue of Harp Column is the second in a year-long series titled The Harmonic Curve. To get things started, I'll have Jamie introduce herself.
My name is Jamie Hafner. I live and teach in Denton, Texas at the University of North Texas. I have a duo called Better Than One with Emily Mitchell. I have another chamber duo called Crimson that is violin and harp. And we will be premiering a new work at the Atlanta conference this summer that was commissioned in part by a grant with the American Harp Society. Patricio da Silva is the composer, and he will actually be at the Atlanta conference this summer to hear the official premiere of the work.
Tell me how Harmonic Curve, your series of articles that you're writing for Harp Column, came about.
I would view this as a collaboration. I've written for Harp Column on and off for the last several years. The Harmonic Curve series, it really, in fact, I can't even recall if they contacted me or if I contacted them, but I think it was a little bit symbiotic. We both had some ideas going back and forth. And when they wrote, of course, I agreed right away. Really, the whole idea with Harmonic Curve, at least from my perspective, is how to get the most out of your practice. I think that it's so easy to spend hours practicing just going through the same routine. And the whole idea is, how can you come at that sideways in a way that is new and fresh every day and exciting?
You mentioned in your article Alexander technique, which is something I have a little bit of experience with. What first brought you to Alexander technique?
I have to admit, I'm not an expert in Alexander technique, although I have incorporated it with my summer master classes for quite a few years. I came to know Alexander technique just through Phyllis Richmond. She was an Alexander technique teacher who was affiliated with the University of North Texas. Phyllis actually took some harp lessons in order to understand the harp better. She came and teamed up with me for the Harp Wellness Masterclass that I host at the University of North Texas. I can't claim to be an expert. I really know only from collaborating with her. I've recently been teaming up with Dr. Saeed Survey. He is actually a performance doctor at the University of North Texas. So he works with dancers, he works with musicians. He's familiar with the sorts of performance injuries that tend to happen and how to avoid them. And so this class has morphed from being an Alexander technique / masterclass to a harp masterclass at UNT combined with a wellness seminar.
I love this idea of a harp wellness seminar.
You know, just the sort of injuries that tend to happen, the sort of knots that we tend to have. We all have this knot right here, right? We all have the same one. You know, it's interesting. Of course, Dr. Survey is not a harpist, so he speaks specifically about how to avoid injury, what to do before you have an injury, how should you feel before you leave the practice room, how should you feel before you actually start practicing, what are the danger signs in case you're feeling something funky in your arm, what should you do before you actually start to experience pain.
in your experience as a teacher, I can only speak to my experience as a student. You know, I feel like when we as harpists are younger, we tend not to pay attention to such things as taking care of our bodies and, you know, really making a real effort to be sure that we're not injuring ourselves. Do you find that doing these wellness seminars and encouraging your students to explore Alexander Technique is an effective method of keeping students from injuring themselves?
I really believe it comes down to awareness of what we're doing with our bodies. And, you know, I think that sometimes we get so into the mental that we forget the physical. And how often we've all done this, where we've had this fabulous practice session, you know, going nonstop for 4 hours, and we don't even like stand up to have a drink of water or something. And we've all done that. And you pay the price. And whether it's the next day or the next week or a year down the line, you pay the price. I believe that in order to be the best possible harpist, you have to not only be getting that stuff done day to day, but you have to be taking care of yourself long term. We all want to be that harpist who's able to continue performing into their 80s and 90s and hundreds, right? I mean, in order to do that, we have to be really aware of what we're doing now. And that's what I believe these wellness seminars do for the students. It talks about how to avoid those common problems. What are the common mistakes that we all make? And how can we find a commonality about avoiding those.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast number 9. You can read more harp news, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine at www.harpcolumn.com. Since Jamie's series, The Harmonic Curve, continues through the full year, I think it's safe to say that this isn't the last we'll hear from this wonderful lady. Thusly, I thought it might be nice for us all to get to know Jamie a little better.
I've talked about this in my articles before, but having my son taught me one of the most important things about practice, and that was that every second counts. And he developed an interest in karate. And when I took him to his classes, the first class, I went and sat down, you know, on the chairs with all the other parents and started watching him and kind of looked around. I was like, this is silly. I should probably just volunteer and I'll get something good out of this. Plus it's something to do with my son. So I ended up signing up for the class and for quite a few years have gone through all of the sequence of classes with him. So he's now a junior black belt. And as you know, I'm now a black belt. Through the process of that, performance-wise, I learned one of the most important things that I ever could have. Just the process of becoming stronger, becoming more aware of my core, I actually found that it was easier for me to sit and practice. I could sit through an orchestra rehearsal without having back pain. I could go through long performances without my heart ever speeding up. Going through karate probably did just as much for my heart playing as many, many years of practice, just in terms of my stamina and well-being. Another just kind of happy circumstance with that is that your instincts become a lot faster. You know, I think there's something to be said about when your body is working better, your circulation is better, your core is happier, you're able to think on your feet. And literally for harpists, this is a good thing, but you're able to think really quickly. Whatever sport resonates with you, I think is the right one. It doesn't have to be martial arts. It could be cycling. It could be swimming. I think whatever it is will benefit your harp playing to the nth degree.
You work at University of North Texas, which is a very large school. How many people do you have in your studio?
Always about 10. The University of North Texas is an amazing place to be a part of. And it goes back and forth between Indiana University as the largest college of music. One year we're bigger and then the next year they're bigger. But in terms of just the scope of the school and the creativity that is within those walls, it's incomparable. And it's always striving to be better and doing more creative things. And it's very cutting edge in a lot of ways, which is why I've been really excited about being a part of the faculty. Working with the students at UNT, I can't say enough good things about them. They're an innovative, dynamic group, and they are so diverse. One of the things that really drives me as a teacher is celebrating differences between students. You know, I'm, as a teacher, I'm not interested in just making this student exactly the same as this student and exactly the same as this student, but instead really celebrating and talking about what's different about them. I think that those students who are different from each other, making a safe place for them to talk about those differences, like, well, why is my thumb look different from your thumb? Those are the conversations, I think, that must be happening at the college level. And if they aren't happening, then I'm not serving my students the best that I can.
Jamie, where can people find you out in the world?
You know, the easiest, most direct place to find what I'm doing is really the University of North Texas HARP website. So music.unt.edu/HARP. My students are also part of a HARP ensemble called the UNT Heartbeats. So you can search for UNT Heartbeats on Facebook and Twitter. You can also look for my Crimson Duo on Twitter as well. And we also have a website, crimsonduo.com. And any number of those places, you can call me or email me anytime.
That's it for our 9th episode. Many thanks to Jamie Hafner for being my new inspiration. Music for today's episode features the violin and harp duo Jamie mentioned, Crimson. Their debut self-titled album is available at cdbaby.com. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. Thanks for joining us. My name is Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope you have a spectacular week.